Social Media for Trainers, author Jane Bozarth. Better understand the ideas behind social media. The term social media refers to online material produced by the public, distinct from content produced by professional writers, journalists, or generated by the industrial or mass media. The possibilities for uses of social media to create community and collaboration are dazzling, although the array of tools and their applications can seem daunting. But there is no denying the very popularity of social media. It seems nearly everyone who is online has accessed some form of social media. The odds are good that you too have spent some time on a social media site. Even if your experience is minimal, we will help you understand the ideas behind social media and some of the most popular social media technologies at their root and leveraging them to enhance and extend your training programs. In a broader sense, learning to leverage social media tools is critical to the future of training. Why social media in training? The effective use of social media strategies to supplement or use in place of traditional training endeavours can provide a big payoff for both learners and trainers. For one, the technologies dissolve many of the barriers between the learners and the instructor, creating a more informal and interactive learning environment. Research indicates that as much as 70% of workplace learning is informal, occurring outside the classroom and in the spaces between formal training events. Social media is one way for the training department and the training practitioners to get into those spaces and reach employees between events. In essence, training approaches incorporating social media strategies more closely resembles how we really learn in our day-to-day activities. Twitter. Twitter is a microblogging tool that allows users to publish chronologically ordered tweets of 140 characters or less. These feed into a public timeline that you and others can view. Group tweet. If you want to manage your class as a private unit, a free tool from www.grouptweet.com will convert a standard Twitter account into a group space where members can send tweets to everyone in the group using direct messages. When this group account receives a direct message from a group member, Group Tweet converts it into a tweet that all followers can see. Intersession work. Thoughtful use of Twitter can support continued learning between formal class meetings, continuing a conversation from class, sending follow-up comments, and helping learners remain focused as they work to apply new learning. And it provides a much-needed quick place to get back with the answer you may have promised. If learners are given homework, projects or readings, encourage them to tweet about challenges, what they are learning, tips to share, and new resources. This helps learners become aware of their own learning, helps them to stay on track and in touch with one another, helps you monitor progress, and overall makes the learning visible. Keep others in the loop. Learners tweeting from a training class or a conference can provide key points so co-workers who aren't attending can follow along. Also, if you take trainees to off-site locations for long times, set up a Twitter account so partners and children can keep up with what's going on. Facebook. Facebook is a single login site that aggregates many forms of social media, such as messages, photos, videos, events, discussions, and links. It is a one-stop shop that allows users to interact with friends of their choosing and participate in groups with other users. The user can choose what content he or she posts that will be available to these friends. For instance, some friends may be allowed to see everything, while others may not have access to photos. For instructors, Facebook can, in many ways, replicate the functions provided by a formal content management system. Use it for communicating assignments, offering reminders, posting notes, providing documents, videos and slideshows, messaging individuals or groups, hosting online discussions and real-time chats, and scheduling events. Finally, Facebook is excellent for drawing people into technology, and conversations from which they may have been excluded before. Its informality and user-friendliness make it very accessible for a broad audience, and it equals more than most of other tools, is something of an equalizer's leveler. Intercession work. A Facebook group or page can serve as a spot to continue conversation cut short by class time. If the course is structured around set meeting times, use Facebook to keep learners engaged and keep the learning going between gatherings. Utilize approaches that will help learners become more mindful of their own learning. Stay on track and in touch with one another and help to reinforce new learning when the learner is back at the worksite. Blogs. A blog provides an online space for posting chronologically ordered comments or ideas that include text, photo, video, audio, and links to other sites. Blogs or documents. Readers can respond to posted content. Blogs, in general, can provide an experience that is somewhat less connected than do technologies such as Twitter and Facebook. There is typically less one-to-one or casual interaction. Disadvantages of blogs in training. Blogs are easy to start, but more challenging to sustain. Blog posts typically are longer than, for instance, comments on Twitter or Facebook, and the blog may seem more formal to learners. While blogs allow for use of multimedia and varied approaches, it's easy to fall into using them for long comments or writing assignments, which may prove challenging to weaker writers or to busy learners. Why blogs instead of something else? Whether microblogging tool Twitter provides a mechanism for quick and short messaging, blogs invite longer responses and can support deeper reflection, discussion, or pros and cons, analysis and application of critical thinking. It is somewhat more formal and less cluttered than other technologies and may, for some instructors, provide a space in which they feel they have more control. It is easier to contain the course within the blog than it might be with a product like Facebook or Twitter, both prone to presenting a myriad distractions for learners. YouTube. www.youtube.com. YouTube is a free vehicle for storing and distributing videos. Trainers can set up free accounts. An account gives the account owner a channel to which he or she can upload material. Learners can then subscribe to the channel. The trainer can set viewing permissions, allowing access only to subscribers or to any YouTube user. TeacherTube. www.teachertube.com. TeacherTube is a video sharing website similar to and based on YouTube. It's designed to allow those in education to share resources and is usually considered acceptable even within organizations that block YouTube. SlideShare. www.slideshare.com. SlideShare offers a free place to store and share presentations. As often as not, these take the form of PowerPoint shows, but SlideShare also allows for sharing documents, such as PDF files. Users set up accounts in which others can subscribe. Links to materials are generated so that users can share them. Focus on the individual. Most social software projects start with an aim of encouraging creativity, knowledge sharing, and collaboration. This is to be achieved by providing tools that allow people to make connection with each other, collaborate on work, and share what they know. Social learning starts with the individual. It's the individual who chooses to contribute, learns, and makes connections with others. Only then, through these connections, can the group, the organization, learn and change. So rather than immediately putting people in collaborative environment, expecting them to create knowledge together, my recommendation would always be to take it steady and start with demonstrating the usefulness of social learning to the individual.